On a cool spring night in Budapest, Péter Magyar framed his watershed victory over illiberal democracy Sunday in terms of national identity. Our homeland is part of the West. Our homeland is part of the European community, he told 100,000 of his fellow citizens. Mr. Magyar's words have an echo in Taiwan, as our reporter writes today. The island's pro-China opposition leader had just returned from a trip to Beijing, where she emphasized the common bond between Taiwan and mainland China on the basis of ethnicity. Yet many Taiwanese people, like Hungarians, define national identity and their sovereignty on values rather than material characteristics. As one school administrator in Taipei told us, Taiwan is a democratic, autonomous country. It's Tuesday, April 14th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. The Pope responded to President Donald Trump's criticism. After President Trump took to Truth Social on Sunday to describe Pope Leo XIV as weak on crime and terrible on foreign policy, the pontiff told journalists he will not enter into a debate with the president. The U.S.-born head of the Catholic Church has been critical of U.S. military action in Venezuela and Iran. The message of the gospel is very clear. Blessed are the peacemakers, the Pope told reporters Monday. President Trump wrote that the Pope thinks it's okay for Iran to have a nuclear weapon. A judge dismissed President Donald Trump's lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal. The $10 billion defamatory claim centered around reporting that Mr. Trump had sent Jeffrey Epstein a lewd birthday greeting in 2003. Federal Judge Darren P. Gales in Florida ruled that Mr. Trump failed to demonstrate that the newspaper acted with actual malice. In response, the president said he will refile an amended lawsuit by April 27th. Last year, Mr. Trump lost a defamation suit against the New York Times. Also, Maine will permanently offer residents free community college. Mainers who enroll in a 1 or 2 year program soon after graduating high school can get an associate degree that is 100% tuition free. Recipients must also accept federal and state financial aid. The policy makes permanent a 2022 initiative that covered community college for 2 years. Since then, some 23,000 students have enrolled in the program. Tuition-free community college, pioneered by Tennessee in 2014, has been rolled out in both red and blue states. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. Even before the U.S.-Israel war in Iran, launched against Gulf Arabs' advice, sentiment in the region toward Israel was souring over its war in Gaza and policies in the West Bank. But distrust has deepened with the perception Israel instigated the war, and amid growing concerns over Israel's expanding power. Taylor Luck reports from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and Amman, Jordan for the Monitor. Taiwan's opposition leader has returned from a trip to the Chinese mainland, where she pushed for cross-strait dialogue. But her diplomatic efforts could backfire on the democratic island, where a sense of local identity is growing. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Taipei and Hualien, Taiwan, for the Monitor. With Virginia and Florida poised to follow other states in mid-cycle redistricting next week, the partisan impact nationwide so far appears to be a wash. But by creating more safe districts, the new maps may make the next U.S. House even more polarized. Story Hinckley reports for the Monitor. Whatever the political ramifications for Hungary, Europe, or the United States, Viktor Orban's electoral defeat Sunday night showed that elections still matter and that democracies are more resilient than the current era might make them seem. Mark Sappenfield reports from Berlin for the Monitor. The United States' current debate over immigration is only the latest episode in the country's history. President Abraham Lincoln, best known for the abolition of slavery, had a mixed record on immigration, but championed newcomers' right to rise. Sarah Matusik reports for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on Hungary's moving message to populists. Populist politicians in Europe, whether left or right, who use tactics of demonization and division to amass power, have been put on notice. In a much-watched election on April 12th, voters in Hungary ousted Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who epitomized the continent's identity politics of fear and hate over the past 16 years. In record turnout, they soundly opted for Péter Magyar, an astute coalition builder who overcame a smear campaign thrown at him by offering a message of love to all Hungarians. In a victory speech after his Tisza party won a supermajority in parliament, Mr. Magyar touched on the election's meaning. It is a sin to divide the nation. He attacked a system of lies and corruption, not individuals. He called on supporters to reconcile with members of Mr. Orban's party, Fidesz, despite that party's us-versus-them tactics. In a phone call with the outgoing prime minister, Mr. Magyar told him that reunifying Hungary, a Central European country of 9.6 million people, was now their shared responsibility. And in a challenge to populism's tendency to create enemies that don't exist, he told supporters, as the winner of the election, we will have to extend a hand to our fellow countrymen. Mr. Magyar's party is very diverse on policy issues, yet all Hungarians long for moving away from constant hysteria and toward a governmental focus on everyday issues, Gabor Giori, a political analyst with the Policy Solutions Research Organization in Budapest, told the New York Times. Indeed, Tisza's win was driven in part by its appeal for clean governance, better health care, and improved relations with the European Union, including its unifying democratic values. Europe's heart is beating stronger in Hungary tonight, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said in a post on X. During the campaign, Mr. Orban might have realized that the lies thrown at his opponent were not working with voters. He wisely conceded the election quickly as the ballot results rolled in. Hungary's political order will not be instantly transformed under Tisza. Yet, among a majority of voters, a spell of deceit and vilification has now been broken. During a campaign that took him to some 700 towns, Mr. Magyar simply told the truth about the country's state of democracy. He largely avoided personal attacks against Mr. Orban and instead offered reconciliation. His main slogan was, "Do not be afraid." That was enough to burst the bubble of one of Europe's most famed populists. The stories you have just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For more audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, through the noise of fear and suffering, we can hear God's voice telling us the healing truth of our goodness and spirituality. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.